Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good to get back to work, isn't it? We did today. We got back to work yesterday. We certainly looked at the game. We made a number of corrections. Felt good after the game, flying back, that there were things that happened that we could fix and get better and learn from. I think we have. I really believe we'll get better in those areas. And we moved on. We got good work in today, some good competitive work in, and we'll move through the week, finish up the preseason on Thursday, and then start our way into Buffalo.
Mark, how serious is Chris Conte's concussion?
I can't answer that, Rich. I can't. It's a day-to-day thing. He's going through the protocol. I saw him after the game, and, you know, he was in a good place, but obviously he's going through the protocol right now, so I don't have an answer to that question. Yeah, it's a great question. I've anticipated being asked. You know, they both competed really hard for the job. You know, as I told Jordan, you know, Jimmy played at a consistent level, as did Jordan. I really threw out the five or six plays Jordan had backed up the other night. I know Jordan was, you know, terribly upset about that situation. That really didn't come into the consideration. You know, Jimmy's played a lot more football in this league. He's younger. And I thought the competition was very close. But I thought, you know, at the end of the day, I think the upside for Jimmy, his age, his experience, and he came highly recommended to me from some people that I trust in Carolina, his ability to handle the adversity that he had in his first year, his leadership qualities. He stood up tall through a lot of tough times in Carolina and gained the respect of his teammates and the team there, with the way he handled himself in a very, very difficult year. So that plus performance, plus experience, plus youth were a lot of the reasons, if I can give you some content. It wasn't everything, but it was. And Jordan, he did a heck of a job. I mean, we really did a good job, I think, and Matt did, of giving the guys almost an equal amount of reps and opportunity. At the end of the day, it really comes down to how you feel about things, and you weigh some content there that I gave you to make that decision. And we wish Jordan the best. He not only competed hard, he really invested in our football team, emotionally invested. He coached, he shared, he coached other guys up his position. He's a tremendous young man, and we'll look forward to him landing on his feet somewhere.
Mark, are you going to have to use some players on special teams that you maybe hadn't counted on using just to shore that up? Or do you think that will just kind of take care of it?
I think it's going to take care of itself. And we got some guys competing for positions on this team that will go through Thursday night. And a lot of those will be at positions where they can bring value to special teams.
Mark, Phil said that he was going to play the whole game Thursday. Is that true? And secondly, why make the decision on Palmer now?
Well, I think it's part of it is the decision is we had to make these moves to be able to be in a position to coach the football team the rest of the week and through the preseason. And that was part of the reason, but it wasn't the overall encompassing reason, but it was certainly one of the reasons. It always is when you get down to numbers. Sometimes you have to let guys go simply because the numbers work out that for you to be able to play the game the way you want to play it. So that's the reason for that.
Fails
is he's going to start the game. And we'll see where it goes. So I'd like to see him play a lot of the game.
And
what's that? If we have to finish the game, we'll finish it with Jimmy.
Clauser was one of those guys that sort of thrown into the fire at a young age, mm-hmm. maybe with not a very good team. He's had a chance to sit, watch, learn, maybe reevaluate. How much do you think that's helped him over these years, maybe just to grow and mature a little?
Yeah, I think that I think he could give you a better answer than I could. But from my perspective, you answered the question. You know, he went through a lot of adversity. These quarterbacks, everyone's on an individual journey of his own. There's no two that are alike. And you know, Jimmy started out at a rough go. You know, he was put in a starting position. He was knocked all over the place, took a lot of hits, continued to stand tall and try to help his football team win. That's only going to help him. And then he was out for a while, had an injury that he had to work out and get through and overcome, and he's gone back to work. He's worked very, very hard to get in this place, and then he came in here and really worked hard to learn this offense, spent a lot of time. He's extremely detailed, extremely, and I think that really helped him get up to speed quickly to be a part of this competition with Jordan.
Mark, the injured guys that came back today, or that we saw, Kyle, Isaiah, and Evan, where are they at? And do you expect them to be able to play on Thursday?
I can't tell you about Thursday. I can tell you that you know, Kyle is still day-to-day. Evan got work today. Who was the last one?
Isaiah Fry.
And Isaiah, that's day-to-day as well.
Mark, what did you think of Jay's game after watching the film from Friday?
Seems like 100 years ago now. I try to have amnesia overall. It was an interesting game. It really was. I thought our offensive line protected very well. We got caught on a snap count one time, but overall, you know, we matched up very well against their defensive front. That was number one. That enabled Jay to get some throws off. I mean, you saw the first or second drive. We had the post route open behind the coverage. We had the right coverage. We had the right play on, and we just didn't finish the play in a contested throw to Elshon. Really, I think the throw that he would really like back is the throw at the end of the half. He would want that back. You know, he wasn't looking at the snap. He got ahead of himself there and threw it out there. I know he would want that one back. We attacked their defense. We worked the corners. We saw more zone coverage than we anticipated. We thought we'd see more man. And I think the biggest thing in the game, as Jay would tell you, is because of the score, their underneath coverage started dropping deeper and was giving us some underneath throws that we really weren't thinking about taking at that point in time. So I think the score, Jay wanted to push the ball up the field a couple of occasions. You had Brandon on the ground. He made a tight throw there. He had a check down, that type of thing. I think that's the one thing that we talked about afterwards. Because of the way the game went, the underneath coverage was deeper, and he would want to check the ball down. But overall, you know, I thought he was good. Missed one throw over Rich. That one throw to his left, he just missed the throw. It got out of his hand and was high.
With all the things that went wrong defensively when you saw it back on film, what were the most glaring to do?
Well, I think let me just turn it around in positive, and then you'll see. We rushed the passer hard. I mean, our rush, we were getting after it on the rush. What we didn't do was we didn't contain. We didn't level our contain and push the front. Actually, the twos early in the third quarter got a couple of really good rushes where they squeezed Russell in the pocket and were able to sack him. But we lost contain on two or three occasions. And if you do that against Russell or you do it against the guys that we're going to face early in the season, they're going to extend plays and make plays. So I think the effort level, the energy level was very good in the game on both sides of the ball, which was great for a West Coast game. So the one thing we have to do is we got to keep our rush lanes. And then they didn't have any long explosive runs, but they got a couple of runs and then the extended plays. Because of the third down penalty, third and four penalty, and the second and 19 penalty, they were to extend drives. When you have those kind of penalties, they're going to lead to touchdowns. From an analytical standpoint, they generally lead to points and to touchdowns. So we got the game got away from us, no doubt about it, but the effort level was good. We think we can clean it up. We still got to do a better job with our run fits, but there weren't any explosive runs, and obviously we weren't very good on third down in the red zone. When they got to those points, they were able to make plays and stay manageable or make first downs, and we didn't do a good job there.
Mark, you mentioned David Fail starting. As far as a couple other positions, would you anticipate starting Kyle Fuller to get him some exposure, some experience, and maybe John Bosnick at center?
Yeah, John, we're going to talk about that more later. I just wanted to get David in a position where he was getting on the Browns and was really taking some time to prepare for this on really what is a short week for us. Other than that, we're gonna talk more about that tomorrow after practice.
Thank you.